Occasionally, an evangelical friend or acquaintance will ask the question, Tony, do you have a close personal relationship with Jesus? This is Tony Agnese. This question throws many Catholics into a dazed look with no idea of how to answer. The evangelical friend will gaze back with that, well, I've got something you Catholics don't look, and the conversation usually ends there. You know, it's a good question. For my Catholic friends, here's a way we can examine the question in our own lives and be able to answer their question honestly. Do I have a close personal relationship with Jesus? First, it's important to understand what evangelicals mean by a close personal relationship. They view Catholics as impersonal because of the rituals and the hierarchy. A personal relationship to them is the ability to read and interpret the Bible for themselves and to determine what is and isn't the truth. It's just me and Jesus, they'll say. Logic tells us that if everyone can determine their own truth, then it's not the truth. There can only be one truth, and it's found in the Catholic Church. Here are four ways for Catholics to have a close personal relationship with our Lord. Number one, prayer. When we have a relationship with a friend, we want to speak to that friend often. We call them, we text them, we get together whenever we can. Prayer is our connection to Jesus. It is our ongoing conversation with a dear friend. Number two, the sacraments. What can be more personal than receiving Jesus in the Eucharist at Mass? Each time I receive the Eucharist at Holy Communion, I have Jesus in me. You can't get much closer than that. And the same holds true for reconciliation when we share our sins, failings, and receive forgiveness. Isn't that what happens in a close personal relationship? Number three, in Scripture, when we read the Bible, especially the Gospels, we get a closer understanding of the life of Jesus and the magnitude of what He did for you and me personally by His life, death, and resurrection. Number four, in adoration, there is not a more beautiful way to have a relationship with Jesus than to visit Him regularly in the Blessed Sacrament at adoration. Visiting our Savior, spending an hour in conversation with Him, and doing it frequently, now that's a close personal relationship. So how did you measure up? Need some help with your prayer life? Then start small. Try praying a morning offering, read today's gospel, or pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy on your way to work. It's the best 10 minutes you'll ever spend driving to work. Then try to add and build upon that start. The more you talk with Jesus in prayer, the closer your relationship will be. How often are you receiving the sacraments? Are you going to Mass each week? Have you ever considered a second Mass during the week? You know, many churches have a noon Mass you can attend and still stop in time for lunch. How about going to confession once a year? Why not make it twice or even monthly? Do you find reading Scripture a daunting task? Then why not start with the daily Mass readings or a good Bible app for your smartphone? Have you ever spent an hour in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament? Many churches offer it on a weekly basis. Some, like my parish, offer perpetual adoration 24/7 and invite adorers to stop in at any time. My wife, who has made a weekly holy hour for nearly 20 years, will tell you that it's her favorite hour of the week. It's her weekly hour with Jesus. Now that is a close personal relationship. Now you have to answer the question. I pray that you will constantly work to make your relationship with Jesus grow closer. And please pray that I do too, so that we might both have a better relationship with our Lord. So that the next time we're asked, do you have a close personal relationship with Jesus? We can simply answer, you bet I do. This is Tony Agnese.